Central High School in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you for the finale of the 4th Annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. Carter Jagger back at the WOGO home base in Halley. Gavin Bovey, our video producer here on site. Thank you to Tony Stevenson for running game number one. We appreciate all the great advertisers, sponsors you hear during our WOGO Sports video and radio broadcast as well, making this action possible to be brought to you wherever you might be watching or listening from. The McDonald Max boys 5-1 from the Western Cloverbelt Conference. They are 1-0 in conference play after losing their opener in overtime to Amory. They've ripped off 5 wins in a row, averaging 68 points per game, giving up 57.3. On the other side, from the other side of the Cloverbelt Conference, from the Eastern Cloverbelt, the Loyal Greyhounds, they are 5-1. They've won 3 in a row, including a 57-43 win over Turtle Lake last night. An impressive win over a very good state-ranked D5 Turtle Lake team. On the eastern side of the Cloverbelt, the Greyhounds are 2-1. They've got some height. They've got athleticism. They've got shooting. That game against Turtle Lake, who again came in to that contest, I believe ranked 6th in the Bound.com coaches poll in Division 5. That game, 57-43, and again, it didn't feel terribly close watching that game. Turtle Lake, credit to them and Coach Angelo Wagner, they made a nice run in the second half to get to within, I believe, high single digits. But overall, it really felt like Loyal was in command of that game, and they are going to be a good test here for the McDonald Max. Our Toyson Ford keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. We'll ask Mark Maloney on his thoughts on those coming up in a minute and a half here on WOGO Sports. 90-second break. We'll be back with those keys to the game before the Greyhounds and the Max square off here in Chippewa Falls.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for 4 generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For 3 generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Toyson Ford, keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you as McDonald squares off against Loyal in the finale of the 4th Annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. Both teams 5-1. Key for McDonald, kind of picking up where they left off last night. You'd have to say owning the boards. That's something with McDonald's front line, had a height advantage last night. Maybe not quite as much of a height advantage tonight, but owning the glass going to be key for McDonald, getting a good inside-out game. They hit 13 threes last night, and a lot of those created by wide-open looks as they played inside-out. So again, winning the battle in the front court going to be key here for McDonald. They are playing without their leading scorer, Eli Stepp, who's going to be out a while as he recovers from wrist injury from back during football season, but certainly looking forward to Eli's return later on. But depth is something that this McDonald team certainly has this year, and we're going to see it again here tonight. It'll be tested by the Loyal Greyhounds, and that's what will make this one a lot of fun to cap off a great 2 days of action here at McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. Thank you to Athletic Director Bryce Meverden and everyone involved in making this tournament happen. Your Toyson Ford keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls.
They took care of business against the tougher.
First, being introduced, the Loyal Greyhounds and their coach, Brandon Desmet. I appreciate all the teams who participated here in this tournament. Reed Stiglitz, a guard, 6 foot senior. Carson Preen at 5'11. Bryce Deegan at 6 foot.
His 6'4 senior board, he wears number 12, Kane Talfar.
Number 12, a senior. Brett Lemovic. Brandon Desmet again is the head coach of the Loyal Greyhounds. So again, number 0, Reed Stiglitz. Carson Prine, number 2. Number 5, Bryce Deegan. Number 12, Kane Telfar. And number 32, Rhett Lemovic, junior. Two juniors, 3 seniors in the starting lineup for the Loyal Greyhounds. 6'3", junior number 22, Nathan Hazel at 8.3 points per game. Cale Holm, averaging 9.2 points per game. The 5'10" senior guard had 21 points on 7 made threes last night. Carson Galva is 6'5" senior number 33. He averages 12 points per game. Brennan Lazelle Christensen, number 34, at 6'5", had a couple throwdowns last night to the junior. And Mason Bussey leads this team in rebounds, has 5.6 points per game, number 44, at 6'6", tallest player listed on the roster, the senior center in Augustana commit in football. Mason Bussey averaging 11.4 rebounds per game. The Greyhounds and the Max, McDonald and Loyal. Loyal with black uniforms with a maroon trim. Maroon numerals and lettering, white piping. McDonald resplendent in their home white uniforms with the royal blue numerals and lettering, gold piping. Royal blue checkerboard accents on the sides of the tanks and shorts. Opening tip caroms off the arm of Mason Bussey out of bounds. And it will be Greyhound basketball. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. McDonald winning last night 77-59 over Mellon. Loyal taking care of business by 14 over Turtle Lake. Cross-court feed to Bryce Deegan. Seconds gone by here in the opening half. Wide open look at a three from the far corner. That one caroms off the front of the rim. Offensive rebound. Back up top. Probing, falling away from just outside the paint off the front rim. No good, but another offensive rebound for the Greyhounds. And they're going to get a third opportunity here on this opening possession. Feed into the paint. Kick into the left corner. Back up top, a runner in the lane rolls in and out, and finally the rebound snatched by McDonald and Carson Galvez. Nathan Hazel, the junior, on the run. Hazel tries to wrap a pass around to Brennan Lazelle Christensen. Back out to McDonald safely. Carson Galvez between the wheels, standing on the nose of that Bulldog logo at midcourt. Getting a screen from Lazelle Christensen. Screen and roll finds Cale Holm. Holm had 7 of McDonald's 13 made threes last night. I'm the senior, their ace pitcher in baseball, the quarterback in football. Nathan Hazel snaps off a three to start the game. That nicks off the front of the rim. Rebound tracked down by the Greyhounds. Stiglitz into the left corner, Bryce Deegan. Deegan back to Stiglitz. They'll drop down to the left block. That's their big fella, Lamovec. Steal by McDonald in the paint. Right side, Cale Holm. Corner three for Cale, trying to pick up where he left off. No offensive rebound, Mason Bussey. Back to Cale Holm. Opening couple minutes of the first half. No score so far between McDonald and Loyal. Carson Galvez leaves it for Brennan Lazelle Christensen. To Nathan Hazel. Muscles one up, has his shot blocked. Gets another opportunity, blocked again. No whistle. Back out to McDonald. Carson Galvez off the broken play. Three won't fall. Cale Holm went flying in there for the rebound. No dice. Carson Prime Pass knocked away into the arms of Nathan Hazel to Brendan Lizelle Christensen. His pass thrown away in the corner. Stiglitz stepped in front of it. Left side to Deegan. Deegan drops it down to Lamavec. Out to Deegan, passes up the three on the closeout by Lizelle Christensen. Baseline drop pass. Double down there. Now a better look at a three for Deegan. That one rims in and out. Mason Bussey to Cale Holm. Holm slows things down. Now trying to get by his defender, and they're going to call him for that forearm shiver. Offensive foul. First whistle of the game on either team. As almost 3 minutes have gone by, no scoring either side. Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating offers a wide variety of services, from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so much more, large job or small. Call the pros at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Loyal on the move. Mason Bussey swats down a pass. Left corner for Carson Prine. Now Deegan up top. He'll go short corner feed, working the baseline. Back to Prine. A little bit of a bobble prevents the three. Lamavec, his shot just outside the paint, rims out. Good looks for both teams that just have not gone down. Nathan Hazel lost the handle, and it's scooped up by Stiglitz. Still no score. Pass in the paint, knocked away. Brendan Lizelle Christensen. He's got a wide open pass to the basket. Powers it down with the right hand. Oh, don't let that young man on the open floor. A slam to start for McDonald, and it's 2-0. Jumper to answer from the left elbow. No offensive rebound. Lamavec. He'll kick it out. Just outside the foul line. Brick off the back rim for Stiglitz, but another offensive rebound for Loyal as they're winning the battle on the boards here so far. Three from the far side is good. And that is number five, Bryce Deegan. And it's 3-2 Loyal. Carson Galvez to Brandon Lizelle Christensen, who has the only point so far for McDonald with that slam dunk. Carson Galvez, good position down low, missed the shot, got it back, finds a cutting Cale Holm off the glass, no long rebound out to Brandon Lizelle Christensen. Finds Nathan Hazel outside the arc. Hazel cutting into the lane. Back out to Lizelle Christensen. Gets his man in the air. His runner from 8 feet is good. Four quick points for Brendan Lizelle Christensen for McDonald. It's 4-3, the max.
I made it back, Caleb. I had to take a little supper break.
Nothing wrong with that. Trying to do two games in a row. Not a lot of scoring here for the first almost 5 minutes. That can change in a hurry, though, with the way both of these teams can shoot. Feed to the elbow, Lamavec. Back outside the arc. Lamavec has it at the foul line, almost knocked away by Cale Holm. Kicked to Carson Prine, his three off the mark. Long rebound out to Cale Holm. He's got a one-on-one against Prine. Holm down the lane, high off the glass. No blocking foul called. That'll be the first whistle against Loyal with 12:50 to play. And Prine's going to take a little bit of time getting back to his feet as he landed pretty hard.
Landed hard and then slid into the wall.
Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Cale Holm had 21 last night. It's his first point to make it 5-3, McDonald. Second free throw, too strong. Mason Bussey goes high for the offensive rebound. Kick back out to Cale Holm for a three. That one just off the mark. Offensive rebound. Nathan Hazel, he'll attack
there
and score.
Go.
Nathan Hazel makes it 7-3. McDonald working hard on the offensive glass. Cross court feed going high for it. Reed Stiglitz. Right side Prime. Into the corner. Deegan for three. That one rims out. Fight for the offensive rebound. Bussey had it. Lost it out of bounds. Staying with Loyal. Hunter Walter came into the game. Another big body for the Greyhounds. A senior. 12:18 to play. 7-3 McDonald. Feed down to Walter. Left block extended. Walter working a pivot foot. Bounce out to Deegan, who has the lone three. The lone point so far for Loyal. Look at a three from the far side. Won't go down. Brennan Lizelle Christensen fighting for the rebound. And they're going to call Walter, I believe, with that foul.
Maybe an undercut.
I was going to say, I thought.
No.
Now maybe they're changing it. It kind of looked like Brennan went over the back.
I got him.
I think that is going to be the call here. Second whistle on McDonald. Almost 6 minutes gone by here in the first half. 10 combined points. Defensive battle so far. And teams playing on back-to-back nights. Deegan left wing. Loops it far side for Stiglitz. Rather, Carson Prine. Prine on the right side. Passes up the three. Slides a bounce pass into the paint. Lamovec had it for a moment. Back to Lamovec in the right corner. Deegan. Pass right in front of the McDonald bench, then gets it back with 11:37 to play. At the high post, Lamovec. His pass knocked away. Quick hands there by Mason Bussey. You talk about the size of Mason Bussey and his quick feet. Quick hands we're seeing on the basketball floor as well, too. Deceptively fast with how big a young man he is. And that's why he was coveted by a lot of colleges. Chose Augustana.
Yep.
For football, rather. Shot in the lane by Rhett Lamovec, the junior. 7-5. McDonald's lead whittled down to a single bucket. Cale Holm drops down to Carson Galvez. Left block extended. Attacking. Nice drop step. No. Rebound ripped out by Stiglitz. Stiglitz being pursued from behind. Runs one up with the right hand and ties the game. Full speed to the rack. Stiglitz 7 apiece with 7 minutes gone by here in the first half. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. On the radio on 103.1 FM AM 680. Live audio streaming WOGO.com. Live video streaming the Wogo Sports YouTube channel. Cale Holm, a splash of a three from straight on, and that was 6 feet beyond the arc.
Nice shot. He's just, man, his release is so quick. I can't say that enough.
Jumper in the lane won't fall. Brennan Lizelle Christensen fights the rebound loose and gets it back. Then ahead to Cale Holm. Holm pops in transition. Oh, he was feeling it. Wouldn't go down. Holm stopping on a dime, as he mentioned. Just a lightning-fast release. Three-point lead for McDonald. Wide-open baseline jumper. Lamovec, no. Lizelle Christensen goes high for that rebound. Finds Carson Galvez near side. Galvez crosses over on his defender to Cale Holm. Holm passes up the three from the right corner. Shoots it out. Stolen away by Deegan. Deegan challenged at the rim. Blocked. But a foul on Nathan Hazel with 10:02 to play. Look for the Maurer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow Wogo Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. 10:02 to play here in the first half in the fourth annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. Free throw is good for Deegan. He has 4 points. Desian Matthews comes in for McDonald. Got the start last night, the 6'3" senior. Phenomenal rebounder. Luke Anderson comes in, the junior, to spell Mason Bussey. Anderson, number 34, or rather number 24, the 6'3" junior. 10-8. Deegan has 4 points, looking to bring his team back within one with a make here. Too strong. And Luke Anderson goes high for the rebound. Dumps off to Brennan Lizelle Christensen. Finds Carson Galvez. Galvez, Euros down the lane. Lost it on the way to the hoop. Out of bounds. Staying with McDonald. With 9:54 to play. Northwestern Bank. Building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support. Local Athletics Northwestern Bank. And if you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders. White City Glass, they salute all the hardworking athletes, and for all your windshield glass and garage door needs, call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Nathan Hazel, show and go along the baseline. Out to Brennan Lizelle Christensen, the lefty for three. Front rim, no. Another offensive rebound. Luke Anderson right back to Brennan. Brennan off the glass, falling away and scoring. That's a tough shot.
That was.
12-8, McDonald. Up by two possessions. Entry pass knocked away. That was Luke Anderson who got the first hand on it. 9:25 to go. Baseline inbound from the Loyal Greyhounds. Find a man wide open for an easy two. That's Kane Tofar.
Full timeout, Loyal.
Full timeout by the Greyhounds. 12-10. We're back in 60 seconds. McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
No need to wait until New Year's. At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. The Y is running a membership special this month. Join the Y anytime in December and pay $0 until January 2026. The sooner you join, the more you get at no cost. Enjoy a swim. Hit the gym. Take a class. It's all here. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Join now and pay nothing until January. To see if you're eligible, go to ymca-cv.org.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when mom and dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
McDonald Max Basketball, WOGO Sports. Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating offers a wide variety of services, from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so much more. Large job or small, call the pros at Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. McDonald with a two-point lead coming out of the Loyal full timeout, almost to the halfway point of the first half, 12-10 the Max. Anderson finds a cutting Carson Galvez, lost it off his toe, gets it back on a knee out to Desian Matthews. Luke Anderson jabs out to Nate Hazel. Nathan Hazel to Brennan Lazell Christensen. Falling away, rattles home the three from the left wing. A hot start for the junior. He has 9 points, a game high. 15-10 McDonald. Up top, Prine. Carson Prine leaves it on the far side for Stiglitz. Bullet pass down low. A triple team by McDonald and a held ball possession going back to the Max as Walter got tied up among the trees. 8:33 to play. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose quality propane and fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. Two possession lead for McDonald. Looking for more is Isaac Crawford, the junior, now into the game. Number one. Crawford averaging 2.2 points per game. Again, brings a lot of athleticism. Pretty much everybody on this McDonald roster. Good athletes, multi-sport athletes. Desian Matthews lost along the right block. Gets it back out to Anderson. Anderson thought about pulling the trigger on a three. Finds Brennan Lazell Christensen. He holds and leaves back for Isaac Crawford near midcourt. Crawford, the junior, at the guard. Pulls it up, shoots right side. Poor pass and stolen by Loyal. Missing it on the way up, but getting it back is Prine, and Prine fouled. With 7:46 to play. It looked like on that layup, the ball just slipped out of his hand, but he was just the quickest one to the loose ball. Keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or any office insured by NCUA. Carson Prine, number two, the 5'11" junior. His first free throw is good. They get 15-11, our score. Still a two-possession lead for McDonald, but Prine can change that with a second make here, and he will. 2-for-2 on that trip to the charity stripe. Three-point lead for McDonald with 7:46 left to play first half. Coach Adam Schilling's squad won 77-59 yesterday. Loyal knocking off Turtle Lake 57-43. Desian Matthews wraps it down to Nathan Hazel. Beautiful move. Goes one side of the rim to the other. No offensive rebound. Desian Matthews back to Hazel. Hazel fights one up. Looking for a call. Doesn't get it. Anderson grabs a loose ball. Desian Matthews in the left corner. Matthews slides a bounce pass to Lizelle Christensen. Brennan attacking the lane. Stripped on the way to the hoop. That's Reed Stiglitz. Long cross-court pass. Finds Deegan. Working to the right corner to Walter. Walter has it, holding right block extended. Feed into the corner, back out on top with 7 minutes to play. Carson Bremer, a senior, is coming to the game for Loyal. Scooch into the far corner. Three on the way. That one off the mark. Desian Matthews lost it. I think he lost it to Anderson. And an easy two that time for Carson Bremer, number 35.
I think 22 made that one.
22.
Came too far. Desian off the glass.
And good.
Banks open.
Desian Matthews, 18-14. Max will take that. Second make from beyond the mark. Beyond the arc, rather. And back to a two-possession lead. Nice feed into the paint. Tofar goes off the glass. No. Snatching the rebound with two hands, Desi and Matthews. Across the mid-stripe, Matthews to Anderson. Couple subs coming back in for McDonald at the next juncture. Maybe even three, actually. Matthews goes in hard and finishes off the glass.
Nice pass, too.
Five quick points for Desi and Matthews. 20-14, McDonald up two full possessions here. A lot of subs coming in on both sides. Feed to Walter in the right corner. Back out up top, Reed Stiglitz. Deegan feed high post. Brennan Lizelle Christensen, two hands in front of a pass, knocks it into the student section. Carson Bremer will inbound. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with a new clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Cale Holm, Carson Galvez, Mason Bussey. Back out there for the Max and Coach Schilling. Good look at a three from the right corner is good.
Prime.
For Loyal and Carson Prime. 3-point lead now for McDonald. They have not been able to extend that advantage past six. Oh. High-low feed too high for Carson Galvez, who wasn't really looking for it off the feed from Brennan Lizelle Christensen. A little miscommunication between those two, and now a chance to come with one or even tie for the Greyhounds. Just over 5 minutes to play here in the first half. Right side, Bremer. Pace for Deegan. Bremer gets it back, dumps down to the baseline. Working hard down there, Tofar. Carson Prime. Gets it back on the left side. Guarded by Cale Holm. Throw into the backcourt, tips, so no over and back. 4:40 to play. Bremer. Long cross-court skip. Brennan Lizelle Christensen almost had it, and now he does gobble it up. Brennan tripped from behind. Incidental, and Prime's going to make sure he's all right as Brennan went down hard, and hopefully he is all right. That was a full-speed trip, and again, legs just getting tangled up. Nothing malicious about that at all, as Prime's immediate reaction was to check on him. And hopefully Brennan will be able to shake this one off. Again, when he's getting into that gallop, looking maybe for his second throwdown of the night. He's going to take a quick breather here, just make sure everything's all right, but jogged off fairly quickly. We'll check him out, make sure things are all right with that calf and ankle. Inbounds to Cale Holm. Carson Galvez back to Nathan Hazel. Head fake, Hazel driving. Kick to Desi and Matthews. Corner three, left side, just a little bit too strong. Bremer clears the rebound. Still just a one possession game. Deegan driving baseline. Kick out Bremer. Bremer, frozen rope three. That one off the side of the rim. Nathan Hazel keeping the head up across the timeline. Hazel looking to go coast to coast. Finds Desi and Matthews. He's wide open again for three. That one too long. Offensive Mason. Rebound. Put back Mason Bussey. Oh, he just holds his position. Mason Bussey like a rock in the middle of the rapids. Everybody swirling around him, and he just holds true. Jumper made that time by Bryce Deegan from just outside the paint. Again, just a three-point lead. The teams answer each other bucket for bucket. Kind of what we expected coming into this contest. McDonald and Loyal here on WOGO Sports. Cale Holm for three, falling away from just left of the circle. Cale Holm stays hot. It's 25-19 McDonald. Full timeout. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
It's the final days. Brand new 2025 F-150 with your choice of three incredible offers. One, take $6,750 in cash back. Two, take $4,750 in cash back plus 3.9% financing for 72 months. Or three, take $2,000 in cash back with 0% financing for 60 months. But hurry, these deals end soon, and once they're gone, they're gone. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Well, look for the Maurer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. That's WOGO Sports to follow on those platforms. Brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. 25-19, McDonald's largest advantage regained of 6 points. Loyal now with the basketball out of the timeout, lost it out of bounds, staying with the Greyhounds with 3:18 to play. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Carter Jagger, back at the WOGO home base in Halley, our audio producer, on-site video producer, camera operator, is Mr. Gavin Bovey. Greyhounds moving right to left here in the opening half, high post feed. Kick to the left corner from Tofar. He works the high post. Bremer cross-court skip, finds Stiglitz. Tipped pass, back to Tofar in the lane. Pass to Bremer. Bremer couldn't quite get the handle of it in front of the McDonald bench. Turnover to the Max. And now they have a chance to extend this two-possession lead to three for the first time tonight.
This is a very good game. Loyal's a pretty physical team, too. So good game for McDonald to come away with.
Carson Galvez spinning into the lane. Beautiful spin to the rack. High off the window and scores. Pirouetting Carson Galvez. His first basket. That could be a Maurer Sperry Insurance highlight of the night. We'll see how the game goes. Driving along the baseline is Tofar again. He puts it off glass and scores to make it 27-21. Right after McDonald took their largest lead, Loyal answers back. Galvez again attacking in the paint. Again off the glass, that time too strong. Bremer goes high for the rebound and a cheap foul down low. Nail home of Carson Galvez will be called for that one. We'll consider the gift of Catholic education this giving season. All gifts are matched a dollar for a dollar up to $120,000 now through December 31st, which is, of course, tomorrow. Your gift will have twice the impact and will directly support all students at McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org/supportMACS to give. Again, match dollar for dollar up to $120,000 through tomorrow.
I think that was Cale that picked up his second.
Team's fifth. Just two whistles so far against the Loyal Greyhounds. They played clean here in the first half. Nice reverse down low for Deegan as he has 8 points. 27-23. The Greyhounds back within four. Nathan Hazel finds Cale Holm. Holm coming off a screen for three. Back room. No Mason Bussey. Hauls down the rebound. And trying to save it and lost it out of bounds. Athletic play by Mason Bussey and then just couldn't quite get the handle of the ball back.
Tried to throw, just launch that thing out there. And it was a good block by Loyal.
90 seconds to play in the game's opening half. 27-23. Pass shot into the post, knocked away, and Nathan Hazel has it to Cale Holm. Holm ahead of the pack and scores.
Tough defense there and a great look down for an easy transition basket.
Holm with nine, 29-23, back to a six-point lead for McDonald. Rising and firing from the far corner is Prine, his second three. Oh, Deegan, excuse me.
But you're right, it was his second three.
So Deegan now into double digits. Three-point game. Hazel at the left elbow. Nathan Hazel. To Brennan Lizelle Christensen. Corner pocket three, front rim no. One possession game. Loyal with the basketball with 42 seconds to play in the game's opening half. Good one brewing here in the finale of the Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. Feed to Tofar in the post. Back into the corner. That's Bremer. Bremer back up top. Stiglitz to Prime. They try to find Deegan. Kick ball by Brennan Zell Christensen with 23.9 seconds to play. 29-26. McDonald trying to go unbeaten at their home tournament. Loyal trying to do the same on the road. Inbounds to Tofar with 23 seconds to play. Up top, another three on the way. And good, we are tied at 29. That's Bryce Deegan. Three made threes in the first half. Loyal faithful coming to life now. 7 seconds to play. Cale Holm has it knocked away. 4 seconds. Holm goes behind his back, trying to get a shot off. The heave to beat the buzzer. No, and we are tied at 29. McDonald led by as many as 8 in the first half. The Greyhounds making a push. We'll step out and be back in 3 minutes. This is McDonald basketball on WOGO Sports. WOGO Sports.
2.5 to go here, first half. A lot of great highlights to share at halftime. And Colleen hits another one. Wow, between Colleen and Tedley Anderson. It's a big one shooting contest.
Claire Ruff in traffic, whips it back out. Erin Siegenthaler for her third three.
You better believe it.
Look good from here.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com. At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
It's time for change. Experience better banking and put your financial goals in motion with Royal Credit Union. It's time to get more from your checking account, upgrade your vehicle, or finally build your dream home. Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust to plan for what's next. Better banking is one change away. It's time to switch to Royal Credit Union. Get started at rcu.org/time. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval. Equal housing opportunity.
Here's what customers are saying about Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wurzgala for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wurzgala did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgala.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for 4 generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For 3 generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Halftime here in Chippewa Falls, deadlocked at 29 between McDonald and Loyal here on WOGO Sports, your home for Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Halftime stats and highlights coming up, but first, again, kind of what we expected. Two competitive, hard-nosed teams and Loyal getting down by 3 scores at 1 point, 8 points. But again, every time McDonald had a bucket, Loyal had an answer, and then they make a surge at the end of the first half, and now we're knotted up.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's a very aggressive Loyal team there, and they're kind of beefed up too. They got some big guys in the middle, and they feed the middle very well, and they knew what to do with the ball in the middle. So they do a nice job, and they can hit the threes. So they push it into the middle, nothing happens there. They bounce it back out to the outside, and they can hit the threes. But, again, good defense from both sides again, where McDonald boys have a couple of good turnovers, some transition baskets, and Loyal did the same thing. So this is a very, very evenly matched game.
And should be, again, a fight all the way to the finish. Leading scorers on both sides, a game-high 14 points for Bryce Deegan. He's the only player on either side in double figures. He has three made threes in the first half. Then 6 points for Kane Chofar, five for Carson Prine, two for Rhett Lamovec, and two for Reed Stiglitz. On the other side, Cale Holmes hit a couple triples, picking up where he left off last night, where he made seven, has 9 points to lead the way for McDonald in tandem with Brennan Lizelle Christensen, who also has 9 points, five for Desian Matthews, two apiece for Nathan Hazel, Carson Galvez, and Mason Bussey. Let's hear how the first half sounded. Your halftime highlights on WOGO Sports. Lost the handle, and it's scooped up by Stiglitz. Still no score. Pass in the paint, knocked away. Brennan Lizelle Christensen. He's got a wide open pass to the basket. Powers it down with the right hand. Oh, don't let that young man on the open floor. And free throw, too strong. Mason Bussey goes high for the offensive rebound. Kick back out to Cale Holm for a three. That one just off the mark. Offensive rebound. Nathan Hazel, he'll attack there and score. Nathan Hazel. WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. On the radio on 103.1 FM, AM 680, live audio streaming, WOGO.com, live video streaming, the WOGO Sports YouTube channel. Cale Holm, a splash of a three from straight on, and that was 6 feet beyond the arc. Luke Anderson jabs out to Nate Hazel. Nathan Hazel to Brennan Lizelle Christensen, falling away, rattles home the three from the left wing. A hot start for the junior. He has 9 points, a game high. From just outside the paint, again, just a three-point lead. The teams answer each other bucket for bucket. Kind of what we expected coming into this contest. McDonald and Loyal here on WOGO Sports. Cale Holm for three, falling away from just left of the circle. Cale Holm stays hot. It's 25-19.
McDonald to come away with.
Carson Galvez spinning into the lane. Beautiful spin to the rack, high off the window, and scores. Pirouetting Carson Galvez. 90 seconds to play in the game's opening half. 27-23. Pass shot into the post, knocked away, and Nathan Hazel has it to Cale Holm. Holm ahead of the pack and scores. That's how the first half sounded here on WOGO Sports. We're back after this with our halftime tradition, Mark Maloney's military shoutouts in 2 minutes here on WOGO. Deadlocked at 29. McDonald and Loyal from the Denny Laramie Holiday Classic back in 2 minutes.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
No need to wait until New Year's. At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. The Y is running a membership special this month. Join the Y anytime in December and pay $0 until January 2026. The sooner you join, the more you get at no cost. Enjoy a swim, hit the gym, take a class. It's all here. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Join now and pay nothing until January. To see if you're eligible, go to ymca-cv.org.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Before the second half begins, it's our halftime tradition. This is Mark Maloney's Military Shoutouts. As always, take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb. And we've got the new member on our list, Jonathan Larson. He's a 2020 McDonnell grad. He's in the Army down in Texas, and he does avionics repair on Hueys, I do believe. And Evan Eckes is in the Navy ROTC out at Purdue. Paul Tetrault is in the Army. He's a 2025 grad from McDonnell. Is home for the holidays right now. Brianna Gentleman Mulcahy is a McDonnell grad, and her husband is a Lieutenant David Mulcahy, is in the Army out at Omaha, Nebraska. Mason Gatel with a 2022 Chi-High grad with the Merchant Marines. Matt Pulver is at Offutt Air Force Base. Ellie Eckes is a McDonnell grad and has just been commissioned as a second lieutenant in the Army Signal Corps. Noah Stewart is a Chi-High grad stationed at Joint Base Bowling out in Washington, D.C. Wayne Tribble getting ready to retire from the Wisconsin Army National Guard on February 28th of 2026, coming right up. John Hayton from Colfax is out in the Army Guard with Spooner, is on deployment overseas right now. Carter Billen, working security forces at the Navy Brig in San Diego. Kristen Levesser is in the Air Force National Guard out of Minneapolis. Sarah Pazin-Bovey also is in the 133rd Civil Engineers out of the Minnesota Air Force National Guard. Greg Hovland, a Colfax grad out at Arizona. Kyle and Nicole Leadholm at Yokota Air Force Base, Japan. Jordy Kubishik up in Alaska. Alex Maloney down at Barksdale Air Force Base. And again, we'll keep this list growing. Thanks, Jane Hoagland, for adding that list. And if anybody's got somebody, let's please add them. I know there's a couple of kids that are graduating this year from McDonnell that are joining the military, so we'll hopefully get them on. But that's a year away. So anybody got anybody, you know, especially during these holidays, please let us know. And a huge thank you to all of our military.
We move to the second half here on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Carter Jagger back at the audio producer position at the WOGO Sports home base in Halley. Gavin Bovey, our WOGO Sports video producer, as Loyal will start out with the basketball. A missed three from the far corner. An offensive rebound, Tofar. As he gets in the corner, actually, I'll correct myself on that. I believe it was Tofar with the rebound and looking for Lamovec underneath. As we are now in the second half, no longer in the first half, but in the second half already here on WOGO Sports. Cale Holm goes high for the interception. Dumps off to Carson Galvez. Galvez challenged at the rim. Goes down hard. Count the basket and the foul.
Yes.
Carson Galvez, glad he got up quickly from that one, as that was a very physical foul. Galvez goes to the line, shooting the end one. Again, we are in the second half now. 31-29. Free throw is good. 5 points for Carson Galvez. With 17 and a half minutes to go. McDonald breaking that 29-29 tie. Drop down to Tofar. Rather, Lamovec. Shot blocked by Mason Bussey. I don't know if he blocked it so much as just
stuck his arm out there.
Scooped it out of the air. Bussey back to Galvez. Mason Bussey, Nathan Hazel, Carson Galvez, Cale Holm, Brendan Lazell, Christensen, the five on the floor for Coach Adam Schilling and McDonald. They lead 32-29. Nice play down low as Brendan Lazell, Christensen into double digits. Takes the feed on the far side. Up and in for two from low on the right block. 5-point lead for McDonald. They led by as many as 8 in the first half. Late surge by the Loyal Greyhounds. Knotted it up at 29 at the half. Tofar driving baseline. Tries to go over the top of Bussey. His runner, no. Bussey lead feed ahead to Cale Holm. Holm goes behind his back in traffic. Bumps. With 16:25 to play. Holm gets by his defender to Brennan Lazell Christensen. Christensen right back to Cale Holm. Extra pass, Mason Bussey. By City Carson Galvez. Good closeouts by Loyal. Almost 2 minutes gone by here in the second half. 34-29, 5-point lead for McDonald. Cale Holm to Carson Galvez on the left wing. Nathan Hazel lost his footing for a moment, then resets. Hazel spins by his man. Going reverse. No flying for the follow. No offensive rebound. Put back Mason Bussey.
He's in the right spot there. He takes up a lot of space, and he's going to make sure that it's his space.
Over 11 rebounds a game for Mason Bussey. He's been doing work. 36-29. Runner up and in 4-2.
That was
for number zero, Stiglitz. He has four. 36-31. Brennan Lizell, Christensen, left wing outside the arc. Looks to the post, show and go, bumped. Out to Carson Galvez. Galvez spins into the lane, through a double team, wrestling it away from a couple defenders, and he creates some space, and I think, well, called for a travel.
Yep.
I was going to wonder if they...
The correct call.
15-12 to play. Here in the second half, 36-31, a five-point lead for McDonald. Three in the corner, trying to pick up where he left off was Deegan. No offensive rebound, counted in a foul. 36-33. Three-point game again. And that's Tofar.
Yep.
Or is that Lamavec?
No, it was Tofar.
Tofar, there we go. 12 and 32.
Yeah.
No, but Deegan goes high.
Oh.
For the rebound and then falling away for two. 36-35, back within one. Second half, we'll update that on our Wogo Sports YouTube channel on the scoreboard. One-point game. Sliding a bounce pass to Mason Bussey. Bussey, no, and coming out, Tofar. Tofar to Prine. Prine gets his man in the air, misses one point blank. Scrabble for the rebound down low. And held ball possession to McDonald. With 14:26 to play.
Good hustle down there. Good defense to prevent that easy basket, easy put back.
This one looking like it's going to be, again, a fight all the way to the finish.
It will be.
Fitting finale here, the Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. Hale home bump from behind, goes behind his back to try to get by Prine. Wild pass and lost it out of bounds, looking for Mason Bussey with 14:07 left. 36-35, McDonald. Almost 4 minutes into the second half. Hanging high in the air off the glass.
Deegan.
Is Deegan again. He's rapidly approaching 20 points. 37-36 as Loyal takes the lead, I believe, for the first time tonight.
I think you're right.
Nathan Hazel, guarded closely by Deegan, and 5 second call?
I would believe that might be a 5 second call.
We'll have a whistle and a foul instead. We got Brennan Lizell Christensen with a foul. And we're waiting for things to get cleared up here.
I didn't know what was going on.
The foul was put up on the scoreboard as... Well, now they're sending McDonald back down.
Hmm?
All right, they've put the foul up on the scoreboard as a Loyal foul. And... They're calling against Kane Tofar. So it is McDonald basketball as we resume. Inbounds to Cale Holm. Deep three from right in front of his own bench. Oh, my goodness, Cale Holm. Three triples. He has 12 points on the night, and McDonald retakes the lead 39-37. Deegan, who's had the hot hand, goes far side into the corner. Pass to Prine. Tofar flashing through the lane, back out to Deegan. Cale Holm staying with him, pokes it away, and Cale Holm with his steal. Back up top, though, regathered by Loyal. Attacking in the paint, leaning in, no, rebound into the arms of Nathan Hazel from Mason Bussey's tip. Hazel at the right elbow. And a whistle and a foul on Loyal with 12:56 to play. WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Good to have you with us. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney, Carter Jagger, our audio producer at the WOGO Radio Studios in Hallie. On site, camera operator and video producer is Gavin Bovey. Inbounds to Nathan Hazel. Out beyond the arc is Desian Matthews, the senior. into the game for McDonald. Carson Galvez attacking into the paint and took an extra step. Nope, held ball. And possession will go back to Loyal. Good, strong defense on both sides. Hey, bring the kids to the Winter Carnival during the McDonald Area Catholic School Spaghetti Spectacular, which is 11-4 right here at the high school on January 25th. Carnival wristbands just $3 per child or $10 per family. Parents are free. Enjoy bouncy houses, carnival games, snack stations, and more. Sunday, January 25th, right here at McDonald High School. Three in the corner is good from Bremer. And the lead back to Loyal, 40-39. Bremer, his first basket, the senior, number 35. Just no separation between these two teams.
Well, they're playing tough man-to-man.
Nathan Hazel trying to answer for three. That one rims out. It's a good look for the McDonald junior. Prime spins in the lane, took an extra step. They got it. A full speed spin and just dragged that foot a little bit too much. McDonald down one, 6 minutes into the second half, trailing 40-39. Carson Galvez hangs too strong off the glass. Fight for the rebound underneath. It's out of bounds and nope. Loyal able to regather right before it hit that baseline. Another little extra hop out to Deegan for three. Deegan hits another three. His fourth. 43-39, largest lead of the night for Loyal. Deegan has carried this Loyal team. Cale Holm to Brennan Lizelle Christensen to answer for three. That one off the back bracket. Rebound to Deegan.
Kind of collided there. And Stieglitz kind of took one in the jaw.
High post feed Bremer. Brennan Lizelle Christensen gets in a passing lane. Knocked out of bounds with 11:09 to play. McDonald trailing 43-39 to the Loyal Greyhounds, who ran away with one last night from one of the top-ranked teams in D5 in Turtle Lake. And I think Loyal trying to make a case that they should be up there in those rankings as well. Deegan in the lane. Challenged by Carson Galvez. He lost it. Left side, Brennan Lizelle Christensen. Out to Desian Matthews. Corner three, left side. Splash it. That's a big hit for the senior. Desian Matthews pulls McDonald back within one. 43-42 with 10:52 to play. Timeout on the floor. We'll step out and be back in 30 seconds on WOGO Sports.
It's the final days of the Ford year-end sales event at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Right now, drive home a brand new 2025 F-150 with your choice of three incredible offers. One, take $6,750 in cash back. Two, take $4,750 in cash back plus 3.9% financing for 72 months. Or three, take $2,000 in cash back with 0% financing for 60 months. But hurry, these deals end soon, and once they're gone, they're gone. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
One-point game with 10:52 remaining. 43-42, Loyal leading McDonald. Both teams won yesterday. One team will finish off the Denny Laramie Holiday Classic unbeaten. The other one will have a well-fought, hard-fought loss the way this game is going.
Yes.
Stieglitz across the timeline. McDonald looking to trap. He'll drop down to Tofar. Tofar runs one up with the right hand and good.
Oh, that was...
Lambebeck.
Yeah, yeah.
45-42. Three-point lead, full one-possession advantage for Loyal. They've never led by more than four. McDonald's led by as many as eight. That was back in the first half. Cale Holm up top. Holm finds Nathan Hazel. Hazel, couple feet inside the line. Nice spin and off the glass and good. Hazel has 4 points. Good patience offensively to pull his team back within one. Stieglitz, right wing. Cross-court feed. Deegan into the left corner, Bremer. He's hit a three. Back out to Deegan, though. He's been the majority of the offense here for Loyal. And Deegan cutting to the hoop, runs a finger roll with the right hand. No. And Nathan Hazel takes the loose ball. That went all around the iron and out. Nathan Hazel driving baseline. Pulls up, spinning. Back out Carson Galvez. Good look at a three. Splashed it
calmly knocking down the triple.
Carson Galvez.
Good
McDonald
ball movement.
Takes the lead back, 47-45. Bremer drops it down to the left block, extended. Kick out Stieglitz, extra pass, three on the way from the right corner. Far rim, no. Offensive rebound, Bremer puts it back up. Follow, yes, for Deegan. He has some bounce, Bryce Deegan. 47 apiece, as we're 5 seconds away from the halfway point of the second half. This one looking to go the distance. Carson Galvez right side, pass knocked away. Quick hands in the passing lane, Carson Prime. 8:57 now on the clock. Inbounds to Carson Galvez near the scorer's table at midcourt. Galvez off a Cale Holmes screen. Carson Galvez had it knocked away, far side. Loyal to try to break the tie. Layup is good. Now it's Stieglitz. 49-47. The Greyhounds starting to heat up here in the second half. Cale Holmes. Back out to Carson Galvez. Same spot.
Oh.
Three won't go down from the right wing.
Good luck.
Into the left corner. Loyal. Tiptoeing along the baseline. Extra pass. Back to Stieglitz. Stieglitz kick out to Prine. Prine at the foul line. Pulls up for a 15-footer. It's good. Seven for Carson Prine. 51-47. Back to the largest lead of the night for Loyal. Up by four. Nathan Hazel finds Desian Matthews. The senior back to Hazel, the junior right wing, outside the arc. Hazel to Brennan Lozell Christensen. Doesn't pull the trigger on a three, finds Desian Matthews. Left corner, working off his screen. Nathan Hazel had it poked away again and loose. Loyal, another run out and a layup. And a timeout taken as McDonald facing a full two-possession lead for Loyal. Full timeout. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
It's the final days of the Ford year-end sales event at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Right now, drive home a brand-new 2025 F-150 with your choice of three incredible offers. One, take $6,750 in cash back. Two, take $4,750 in cash back plus 3.9% financing for 72 months. Or three, take $2,000 in cash back with 0% financing for 60 months. But hurry, these deals end soon, and once they're gone, they're gone. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
7:34 to play here in Chippewa Falls. 6-point game, 53-47 lead for the Loyal Greyhounds as they've taken advantage of some McDonald miscues to take a full two-possession lead. Max basketball out of the timeout from head coach Adam Schilling.
Yep, see if they can cool them off a little bit with that timeout.
Carson Galvez finds Nathan Hazel right wing. Desian Matthews back to Hazel to work up top. Cale Holm coming off a screen, snaps off a three. That one rims out, fight for the rebound. Hazel snatches it off the tip from Mason Bussey. Hazel, Desian Matthews, right corner pocket. Three,
got another one.
The extra effort from McDonald on the offensive glass pulls them back within three, 53-50.
Mason did a nice job tipping that ball back out, giving them another opportunity.
Prine to Stieglitz in the right corner. Guarded by Cale Holm, back up top to Prine. Three-point game, 6:50 and counting here in Chippewa Falls. Finale of the Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. Stieglitz outside the arc. Pulls it back up top to Walter, who just came back into the game. Stieglitz at the left elbow, kick out Bremer, looking for his second three. Side of the rim, no. Desian Matthews with the rebound. The senior takes it across the logo. Donald, chance to come within one or even tie on this possession. Almost two-thirds of the way through the second half. Matthews holding high on the right. Finds Cale home. Home guarded closely by Prime. Left side Stiglitz against Carson Galvez. Nathan Hazel. Hazel head fake. Trying to take his man in with a pump fake. His shot blocked down low. Stiglitz right side. Gets by his defender. Runner. No. And Mason Bussey gobbles up the rebound to Cale home. Home right side. Long cross-court pass that got tipped and stolen once again, and it's going to be another wide-open layup for Carson Prime. Back to a two-possession lead. 55-50, and this is now the largest lead of the night for Loyal. As we mentioned, McDonald's led by as many as eight. It's been a tight game. Pretty much one or two-possession leads for both teams. Nathan Hazel. Drops down to Desi and Matthews. Back out to Hazel. Bad pass. Cale Holm called for an over and back at midcourt. Holm trying to say that it was tipped.
Yeah, I think he changed his mind there.
And the officials
might have been over and back, but I think...
We'll give the call right here.
Yep.
Into the backcourt, Carson Galvez. Galvez across the midstripe. Another bad pass and another steal. Prime blocked by Nathan Hazel to prevent another easy layup. But right now, the Greyhounds just feasting on poor passing from McDonald.
Yeah, they do a good job with their transition.
55-50, trying to extend this five-point lead even further. It's Carson Prime, who has 6 points on layups in the second half. He hits the front end of the rim on the free throw. Brennan Lizelle Christensen comes in for Nathan Hazel, who will take a rest. With 5:12 left. All substitutions for Loyal as well. As Rhett Lamovec comes back in. 5:12 left. 55-50 Loyal pending the second free throw here from Carson Prime. Free throw is good. 6 point lead. Full two possession advantage for the Loyal Greyhounds. Cale Holm crosses over on his defender, finds Desi and Matthews. Right side, Carson Galvez. Desi and Matthews up top, leaves for Brennan Lizelle Christensen. Brennan pulls up, leaves for Desi and Matthews on the right wing. Lizelle Christensen drives in hard, draws a blocking foul on the ground with 4:44 to play. That'll be the fourth whistle against Loyal here in the second half. Five infractions by McDonald. They'll inbound with Carson Galvez near that C in Max along the baseline. 56-50, McDonald down. Two possessions. Inbounds to Cale Holm in the left corner. Guarded closely by Prime. Cale Holm drawing a double along the baseline. Lizelle Christensen, set shot three, front rim no. Long rebound, Cale Holm trying to track it in, saves it all the way across the floor, but into the scorer's table, and it'll be Loyal basketball with 4:27 left. Clock starting to become a factor here if Loyal gets up much more.
Yeah.
Again, no shot clock here, and so you'd think they'll start bleeding some clock here if they get up by more than two possessions. And right side to Stiglitz. Stiglitz, no-look bounce pass, and Walter wasn't looking for it. Out of bounds, team's trade turnovers. And it's McDonald ball with 4:14 to play. Come up after the game will be our Postglass postgame show, brought to you by Postglass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Look ahead at our WOGO Sports calendar. We've got one more game this week for you, Friday night. Rescheduled conference game, McDonald and Bloomer, will be on Friday evening right back here in Chippewa Falls. 4 minutes to go. Cale Holm, hard off the glass, no. Rebound in the outlet to Prime. Prime on the run. Spun in the lane, no. Think maybe McDonald got a piece of that shot. Nathan Hazel comes out of the pack with it. Cale Holm calling for the basketball. Dropped out to him by Brennan Lizelle Christensen. Max down six.
Need a basket here.
Cale Holm right wing. Incredible defensive intensity from the Greyhounds this second half. Carson Galvez passes up the three. Back to Cale Holm on the right wing. 3:23 to play. 56-50. The Loyal Greyhounds trying to go unbeaten here at the Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. Carson Galvez to Lizelle Christensen. Passes up the three to Mason Bussey at the right elbow. Bussey has a one-on-one. Finds Carson Galvez. Galvez tripped up and a blocking foul called on Loyals. Mason Bussey will help Stiglitz up. As he helps Carson Galvez up as well. Stiglitz was on the floor and with 3:02 left, Brenna Lizelle Christensen will inbound. We'll stack three at the elbow. In the left corner, Kale Holm. Lizelle Christensen finds Kale Holm. A deep three right wing. Oh. That one rims in and out. Max could have used that basket.
Yes, we could have.
Under three to play, 56-50. Fouls could come into play as well, too. McDonald's committed three here in the second half. Loyal five. We got a push on Brenna Lizelle Christensen. With 2:40 left, that'll bring the foul tally up to four for McDonald.
You probably want to get it up there a little bit if they want to stop this clock and let them shoot bonuses. I don't know.
Stiglitz to inbound. Finds Tofar. Tofar back to Stiglitz in the left corner. 2.5 minutes left. Tofar, his baseline reverse, no. Kale Holm fouled from behind. With 2:28 to play, and now it's bonus the rest of the way for McDonald. As Deegan, the guilty party there, that's his team's second foul. Brennan Lizelle Christensen will inbound. It's been a physical game, and for the most part, they've let him play, which has worked to Loyal's advantage.
Yeah.
They've had a lot of steals in the second half. Nice steal by Brennan Lizelle Christensen. Pulls McDonald back within four as he takes the bounce pass and scores. He has 13 points, 56-52. And McDonald string together some stops here at the end of the game. Trying to Tofar. Lamovec rather to Tofar, trying to spin against Mason Bussey, floats it into the left corner. Stiglitz, high on the left, minute 49 to go. 56-52 Loyal.
Yep, they're burning some clock here.
Deegan right side, drops it down to the post at the right block. A double there. Tofar turns off the glass, no, long rebound, and Mason Bussey couldn't quite handle it. That's a big offensive board for Tofar. It was Lamovec with a miss, rather. And that's one McDonald really wanted. Deegan floats it up top. Minute 15 left. And now the foul game will start. As Kale Holm comes out to commit the foul on Reed Stiglitz. 56-52 Loyal. Two possession lead as Desi and Matthews will come in for Mason Bussey. 29-29 at the break. McDonald led by as many as eight in the first half. Loyal has led by as many as six here in the second half. Inbounds to Stiglitz. McDonald trying to trap. Tipped pass and Hazel ends up with it. Now Hazel has his pocket pick. That sure looked like a foul. No call and an easy one. And that on the layup was Lamovec. Wow. That's a tough one that Coach Schilling is clearly not happy about. That sure looked like a lot of body. Kale Holm splitting a double team. Kick out Nathan Hazel. Corner three. Side of the rim bricked it. 43 seconds to play. 58-52. McDonald down six. And Stiglitz will be fouled by Brennan Lizelle Christensen.
Brennan's fourth foul.
Team sixth. So bonus the rest of the way on both sides now. 58-52. Loyal now needs to inbound it successfully. And a whistle and a timeout with 40.5 seconds left. 60-second break, and we're back on WOGO Sports.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, We believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
No need to wait until New Year's. At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. The Y is running a membership special this month. Join the Y anytime in December and pay $0 until January 2026. The sooner you join, the more you get at no cost. Enjoy a swim, hit the gym, take a class. It's all here. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Join now and pay nothing until January. To see if you're eligible, go to ymca-cv.org.
Final minute here in Chippewa Falls. 40 and a half seconds to play. Max hoping for some magic here as they trail by six. And the Loyal Greyhounds have possession. Inbound to the backcourt, Stiglitz will be fouled by Kale Holm with 38.7 to play.
Kale's at four, Brennan's at four.
Again, hoping for some misses here from the foul line. Overall, Loyal shot the ball very well from the free throw line. They can pretty much salt this one away here, leading by two possessions. But the free throw does not go down, and Dessian Matthews takes the loose ball for McDonald. Brennan Lizell, Christensen, Carson Galvez. Galvez right side to Kale Holm. Bobbles it for a moment. Prime playing him very closely. Kale down the lane, held up, whistling a foul, and Kale will go to the line shooting a 1-1. With 25.4 seconds left. Again, if you're McDonald, you want the opportunity to score here with the clock stopped. You need a couple makes. As Isaac Crawford will check in for McDonald. After the game in the post-glass post-game show, we'll have the Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap. Highlights of the second half. First free throw rattles through for Kale Holm to make it a 5-point game, 58-53. Now with 13 points. Second attempt. That one good as well. 58-54, 25.4 seconds left. Again, the fouling game now for McDonald. It's still a 1-1, though, situation. So if you can't get the steal, quick foul and hope for a miss, try to pull a little closer here. Inbounds to Stiglitz. He is fouled by Isaac Crawford with 23.6 seconds left. After the game will be our post-glass post-game show. Brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror. They're now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. Hard-fought physical contest here. Loyal leading 58-54. Trying to put this one away from the foul line. McDonald hoping for some misses. Second free throw missed in a row for the Greyhounds. Nathan Hazel with 20 seconds to play. Max need to move here, down 58-54. Carson Galvez up top, looking for some space. Galvez attacks, going hard to the rim. He is fouled, and he'll go to the line, shooting two. It's a shooting foul with 11.7 to play.
Nice to have that one go down.
And so Carson Galvez now with two critical free throws upcoming. As he went down hard on that attack. A lot of time came off the clock as well, too. First free throw is good for Carson Galvez. It is now a one-possession game, 58-55. 11.7 seconds remaining here in Chippewa Falls in regulation. Could there be a little McDonald magic at the end, a recap of that first game of the season in Amory where they were able to force overtime against the Warriors? Second free throw from Galvez, knocks it home. Carson Galvez hits two clutch free throws. It is 58-56 with 11.7 seconds left. Still single bonus for the Loyal Greyhounds as they will inbound with no one on the inbounder. Bounce inside. Crawford fouls Stiglitz as Isaac almost ripped that one away from Stiglitz. And now some pressure on Reed Stiglitz says he's been fouled the last two times and missed both free throws. Has to make both of these to extend it back to a two-possession game. 58-56. 10 seconds exactly on the clock. Any foul after this from McDonald will be two free throws for Loyal. So this is the last one and one. Stiglitz with 6 points. Free throw. That one he hit. It's back to a three-point game. Now the even bigger free throw from Reed Stiglitz, as he'll try to put his team back up two possessions. 59-56, the free throw. That one good as well. Calmly knocking down two. Reed Stiglitz, timeout on the floor.
Full timeout.
Back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
Broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
It's the final days of the Ford year-end sales event at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Right now, drive home a brand new 2025 F-150 with your choice of three incredible offers. One, take $6,750 in cash back. Two, take $4,750 in cash back plus 3.9% financing for 72 months. Or three, take $2,000 in cash back with 0% financing for 60 months. But hurry, these deals end soon, and once they're gone, they're gone. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
10 seconds remaining in the game. McDonald trailing 60-56 after two critical free throws from Reed Stiglitz of Loyal. The Macs now need a quick basket. Inbounds to Carson Galvez. Clock running. 8 seconds to play. Galvez flipping back to Desian Matthews. Matthews straight on for three off the glass. No. 2 seconds left. Nathan Hazel misses one point blank, and it's a 60-56 win for Loyal here as they go unbeaten at the Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. Loyal now 6-1 on the season. Still 2-1 in the Eastern Clover Belt side of the conference. The McDonald Max boys fall to 5-2. Their five-game win streak stopped. They're still 1-0 in the Western Clover Belt. They'll get another shot at a conference win on Friday night here on WOGO Sports against Bloomer. Your final score, Loyal 60, McDonald 56. We'll step out and be back in 3 minutes here on WOGO Sports with the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. We'll talk with head coach Adam Schilling, highlights, stats, and more. That's all ahead in 3 minutes on WOGO Sports. This is McDonald Basketball.
And affordable. And Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
2.5 to go here, first half. A lot of great highlights to share at halftime. And Killeen hits another one. Wow, between Killeen and Ted Anderson. It's a big one shooting contest.
Claire Ruff in traffic, whips it back out. Erin Siegenthaler for her third three. But
you better believe it.
Look good from here.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com. At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
It's time for change. Experience better banking and put your financial goals in motion with Royal Credit Union. It's time to get more from your checking account, upgrade your vehicle, or finally build your dream home. Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust to plan for what's next. Better banking is one change away. It's time to switch to Royal Credit Union. Get started at rcu.org/time. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval. Equal housing opportunity.
Here's what customers are saying about Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wurzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wurzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency. Protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
We welcome you into the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. They're now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. We'll get to the Holly Bovee names you know stats recap in a moment. We'll talk with head coach Adam Schilling and replay you some highlights of the second half. Hard-fought game, 60-56. Kind of living up to billing here, Mark, as we expected it to be a tight game. Two very talented teams. And again, I think you have to give a lot of credit to Loyal and their physicality, their aggressive defense, and again, you kind of have to adjust to how a game's being called. And if the officials are saying, hey, we're going to let you play physical, then you certainly take advantage of that. And I think Loyal did so, maybe a little bit more than McDonald did tonight.
Yeah, they did. And you know, McDonald had some really costly turnovers right towards the end of the game there, and Loyal took advantage of that. So they did a nice job. Transition baskets with Loyal, but the McDonald boys, you know, again, that this is a great game, you know, nothing else, like we talked about. It's getting them ready for the postseason, getting them ready for the second half of the conference play, you know, and you face that type of a team. They had a lot of meat on their bones there, the Loyal boys did, and it was good to see them guys fight hard against a good physical team like that. So you know, the boys again did a nice job playing up to that ability. You know, if the refs are going to let you play physical, then let's play physical. And I think both teams did a very good job with that.
Yeah, and again, like you mentioned, just how does it make you better? How does playing a tournament like this, two games in 2 days, again, replicating what you might see in a regional semi and regional final, and playing physical teams, playing where, again, the officials let you play a little bit more, it again, is just preparation for the playoffs. And this Loyal team is a very, very dangerous team in D5. They're not going to be a team that anybody wants to see. And again, I think McDonald shaping into that as well too, and they'll clean up some of these mistakes, and only one conference game they've played so far, so still all of their goals here this season still out in front of them, and only seven games now for McDonald. And so again, you're through about a third of the season so far as you head into January.
Yes, and again, you know, they get a little bit of a rest here. Well, they don't. They got Bloomer on Friday night. So, and again, that'll be another great game for them. You know, a good makeup game here. That's a makeup from that snow day. So they should feel good about this game, really. I mean, when you have that ability, and, again, you show the ability to kind of come on in the end, knowing that you're down, have that sense of urgency to get going and score and foul and take advantage of some rebounds there. They kind of messed one offensive rebound over there that we should have had. But other than that, you know, with the bonuses and the misses, they did a nice job converting that. So, again, a good learning game.
Absolutely. And you look at what you did well. You look at the plays that you missed, and again, clean it up, get better, learn from it. And that's what these non-conference games are for. Time now here in the Post-Glass post-game show for the Names You Know Stats Recap. That's brought to you by Holly Bovee of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names you know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since the year 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovee.com or find Holly on Facebook. We'll start out with Loyal. They were led by 23 points from Bryce Deegan. He had 14 of those in the first half, ended up with four made triples, but really just carried this Loyal team in the first half, and he got really hot when they made that late surge after McDonald was up eight midway through that first half. So 23 points from Bryce Deegan. Carson Prine had 12.7 in the second half, and six of those came on three layups off steals that he created. Reed Stiglitz had 8 points, eight for Kane Tofar as well, six for Rhett Lamovec, and three for Carson Bremer for the Loyal Greyhounds, who are now 6-1 on the season. On the other side, for McDonald, they had three players in double figures. Six players scored. Carson Galvez and Desian Matthews and Cale Holm all finishing in double figures. Holm had three triples tonight. Give him 10 triples in two nights here at the tournament. 14 points for Cale Holm to lead the way for McDonald. 11 for Desian Matthews. 10 for Carson Galvez. Four players in double figures as Brennan Lizelle Christensen had 13. So Brennan second on the team right after Cale Holm with 13 points and then 11. For Desi Matthews and 10 for Carson Galvez. Two other players scored four apiece for Mason Bussey and Nathan Hazel. We'll chat with head coach Adam Schilling when we get a moment too here on the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass Mirror in Chippewa Falls. For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. That's postglassandmirror.com. Let's take a listen to some of the second half highlights, as we have an opportunity here too. And again, WOGO.com. Look at the WOGO sports calendar to see what's coming up next. And we'll just tell you again, coming up at approximately 6:55 p.m. after the JV game, it'll be McDonald and Bloomer varsity action, Western Cloverbelt Conference action coming up on this Friday evening, right after New Year's. Looking forward to that one here on WOGO Sports. But here's how the second half sounded. Your highlights.
Moment then resets. Hazel spins by his man, going reverse, no flying for the follow, no offensive rebound, put back Mason Bussey.
He's in the right spot there. He takes up a lot of space, and he's going to make sure that it's his space.
Over Tofar. So it is McDonald basketball as we resume. Inbounds to Cale Holm. Deep three from right in front of his own bench. Oh, my goodness, Cale Holm. Three triples. He has 12. Should be up there in those rankings as well. Deegan in the lane. Challenged by Carson Galvez. He lost it. Left side, Brennan Lizelle Christensen. Out to Desian Matthews. Corner three, left side. Splash it. That's a big hit for the senior. Desian Matthews pulls McDonald back within one. 43-42. Nathan Hazel driving baseline. Pulls up, spinning. Back out Carson Galvez. Good look at a three. Splashed it right wing. Calmly knocking down the triple. Carson Galvez. Back to Hazel to work up top. Cale Holm coming off a screen. Snaps off a three. That one rims out. Fight for the rebound. Hazel snatches it off the tip from Mason Bussey. Hazel. Desian Matthews. Right corner pocket. Three. Got another one. The extra effort from McDonald on the offensive glass pulls them.
Here's second half highlights, and again, as you heard, a lot of great moments for the Macs, and just came up a little short here, Mark, but just lots of great things to build on, saying, hey, we did this well, and lots of things as well in a game against a tough team where you say, hey, if we had done this a little bit better, possibly could have been a different outcome. Hats off to this Loyal team. They, as we mentioned, are going to be a tough, tough out for everybody in the D5 tournament, but also certainly thinking that they'll probably try to make a push on the other side of the Cloverbelt Conference as well, too. So, got to be appreciative of the opportunities to play a team of this caliber midway through the season, or really first third of the season.
Yeah, they did a nice job there, and like you said, I think we'll hear a little bit more about them Loyal guys, and they got a nice bench that's deep a little bit, and so he doesn't they didn't seem to run out of gas. They did a nice job staying up with everybody, so it was fun to watch. It was really a fun game to watch. Both teams played very well defensively, offensively. Again, McDonald had a couple of costly turnovers towards the end there, but You know, I'm sure Coach Schilling is in there. I haven't seen anybody come out of the locker room yet. So there's probably some coaching going on right now and getting the guys ready to, you know, learn from this one and then move on to the next one.
Again, they had a five-game winning streak snapped, but this maybe felt a little reminiscent of that first game of the season, not because they got down a lot, but, again, maybe burying yourself in a hole just a little bit too deep to get out of like they did against Amory. But even in that game, again, forced overtime and maybe just ran out of steam a little bit at the end. But this team, I think, has shown some poise in critical moments down the stretch when they get behind, saying, hey, we're never out of this, never out of this. I think maybe the next step in their evolution, their growth is just, okay, how do we not dig ourselves that hole and how do we get in front and stay in front? But yeah. Again, there's a lot of talent on this team and probably more depth and experience for Coach Schilling in a squad than he's had for a while.
Yeah, and again, it's a fun team to watch, and there's some, you know, we got some nice-sized kids there too, so, and some good shooters. I mean, everybody can shoot the ball well. They control the ball well. It's early, like you said. It's only, what, their seventh game, you know,
yeah.
So they still got some rust to get out, so yeah, we're looking forward to it. I mean, that's like plenty of basketball left.
And I think something that we haven't necessarily talked about as well either is due to winning a state championship in eight-player football, they went as far as they possibly could in that sport. And so, again, early on here in the season, you're still, again, taking a little bit of time to regain the muscle memory for everything needed for basketball.
Yes.
Completely different sport. And so, again, you don't throw that out as an excuse, but it just takes a little time maybe to get fully into the physical and mental mindset of a completely different sport. And it's great to have two- and three-sport athletes, but, again, it takes a little time when you play as far as you possibly can play in the football season, and I'm sure every guy on this team who was part of that was very, very thankful for that incredible opportunity, and you flip the switch to basketball. But sometimes, you know, it's maybe like a car starting a little slower in cold weather. It
yes.
can take just a little bit to get to peak performance.
Yes, and we talked about it last night more than we did tonight, but again, Eli Stepps not out there.
Yeah.
You know, that's a valuable asset that we're missing out there, and you know, so the kids did a nice job, you know, filling in and taking up Eli's spot there and playing some really, really good basketball. So, again, when Eli gets healed up and gets his wrist all back together, I heard he didn't have to have surgery done, which is a good thing. So maybe just a couple of weeks and he should be back on the floor.
And, again, he was one of the leading rebounders for this team, leading them at 15 points per game. And you talk about ways to make a team better when your leading scorer is out, when an impact player like Eli, who's a spark plug, a physical player on so many different levels and both sides of the floor. He just has that, again, linebacker mentality along with incredible athleticism. You miss a lot when he's out, but also it's, okay, so who's the next man up? Who's
exactly.
going to play that role? And maybe it's not one guy, but everybody's saying, I've got to elevate my game. I've got to do a little bit more of this. And so, again, that's the type of thing that can make this team get better and better, even though it's unfortunate to have a player of his caliber out. It's how can you improve while he's out as a team so when he comes back you're even better than when he left?
Yeah, I agree. So, you know, again, he's an asset that they'll have coming back at some point. And then, like you said, the next man up has got to kind of fill in, and, you know, and somebody else might be fighting, you know, so then the next man, you know, it's
yeah.
kind of that ladder, that progression there. So, again, the kids played very, very well tonight. Nothing to hang their heads at all about how this game went tonight. It was fun to watch. They played very well. And they just got to, you know, come out of this one and get ready for Friday night.
Well, not sure if we'll be able to catch up with Coach Schilling tonight, but, again, we'll catch up with this McDonald boys team once again on Friday evening, January 2nd, 2026, first game of the new year, as McDonald will play that rescheduled game against the Bloomer Blackhawks conference play. On the 5th and 6th of January, we'll have girls and then boys hockey. CFM will take on the St. Croix Fusion on January 5th with Greg Stewart and Connie Feedy on the call. Then the same Wogo Sports crew the following night, Chi-High boys take on Eau Claire North. Well, McDonald, the Lady Macs and the Macs go 3-1 here at their home tournament, the Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. Thank you so much again to everybody who puts this event on, and wonderful to have so many teams from all over the state participating, from Hillsboro to Mellon to Turtle Lake to Loyal. Great to have, again, everyone playing some great basketball here right after Christmas. Thank you to Athletic Director Bryce Meverden, to Greg Misfeld, to Eric Wiedemeyer, who is, again, out making sure that we had a spot to set up our pop-up tent and internet feed outside while they work through some tech things here at the school as well, too. So appreciate, again, the McDonald family welcoming us in time after time to broadcast Max and Lady Max Athletics. Once again, your final score here from Stephen Deb Raisler Gymnasium inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls, the Loyal Greyhounds 60, the McDonald Max 56. This has been McDonald Max Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Our thanks to Carter Jagger at the WOGO Sports home base in Halley, and also our video producer here for the second game, Gavin Bovey. For Mark Maloney, I'm Caleb Swenson, saying good night from Chippewa Falls. This has been McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
WOGO, your sports station.
McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolay Bank, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernisa Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Maurer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. Thanks for listening to Max Basketball on WOGO. We now return to your regularly scheduled programming already in progress.